Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Bouncing Back with Yasmin Adams. I'm Cindy Sweat, and joining me on the phone, as she does every week, is Yasmin Adams. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Happy to be on another week.
We're so happy to have you on another week here on KSTK. Yasmin, what are the topics that you'd like to get into this week?
Yes, today I wanted to talk about getting creative with our self-care. A common theme that I've noticed in my own personal conversations is that a lot of people struggle with making self-care a habit or a part of their routine because at some point it may feel like a chore or something that has to be done. So this has kind of made me reflect on my own self-care habits because I like to switch it up a lot. I do not like to do the same thing every day. And so today we're going to talk about some common self-care tips and habits, but also ways that you can maybe switch it up a little bit when you are feeling burnt out.
What is your first creative self-care topic that you'd like to get into today?
Yeah, I think a big one that we all hear a lot is journaling. You know, when you're feeling your big emotions, when you have those big thoughts, get out your pen and paper, write it down, journal. And I totally agree. Journaling has been proved to reduce stress and anxiety, improve self-awareness, and also emotional regulation just by getting those thoughts out. But I am definitely a victim of letting my journals collect dust, forgetting they exist, picking them up years later. And, you know, it's just hard for me to get into that. And I think some other people might relate to that as well.
I'm one of those people, Yasmin. I know some people who will say, I just have to write and they just have to get it out. And I think part of that is what you're talking about, just getting those things off your chest and out into the world and helping you feel better. But I'm like you. I will get inspired to journal when I kind of feel the need to. Maybe that's what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. But then, I'll set it down for a long time. Do you have some thoughts on that?
Yeah, one thing that I like to do is voice journal. In my iPhone, it comes with just voice memos, nothing fancy. And sometimes I just like to record myself talking. And I think it does the same thing as journaling, as it gets your thoughts out of your head and somewhere else. So you can focus on making yourself feel better instead of all the bad things happening. And I found that I'm a lot more consistent with this because, one, I always have my phone with me. It's super just easy to do, and I can do it anywhere, in my car, in my bed, on my lunch break at work. And, yeah, I think that's something that a lot more people could try if journaling is just, you know, not something that's a habit they can keep up.
Yeah, I think that's a really great idea, especially as you were saying, if doing something routinely becomes a chore, this sounds like it's just so easy. Most of us have a phone. It would be really easy just to turn it on and talk. As you said, you can do it anywhere. You don't have to make a special time and keep that journal in a special place and kind of make an appointment. You can just do it anytime, anywhere, which makes it easy.
Exactly. And even with, like, as we said, getting even more creative than that, something that I didn't personally think of, but even talking to friends and family around me, like making it a game or making it something fun, like acting like you're on a radio show, acting like you're on a podcast, or maybe acting like you're talking to a person, even though there's no one there on the other side. And being more creative like that, it's not something I even thought of, but even talking to people around me, things that they might think of and how that can even be more creative.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
Another subtopic with journaling, this is kind of an idea I got from a middle school teacher. I think it was my sixth grade or eighth grade year. We wrote letters to our graduating selves, and then we got them when we graduated if we stayed in that same school district. And I think about that now as an adult, and sometimes I like to write letters to my future self rather than 25-year-old me or 30-year-old me. And I think that it kind of does two things. It does let you get what you're thinking out, write to yourself, but also it's something to look forward to. Like, I know that when I turn 25, I'm going to open that letter that I wrote when I was 18, And that's kind of something that helps me in times of trouble.
I think that's really, really smart. So you're thinking about the future. And, you know, if someone is in trauma or just down in the dumps, remembering that there's more than just now.
100%, 100%. And even going back on that, I try to think of, like, even what I wrote in my letter and when I was 13 or 14 and what I thought would be happening when I graduated and how things changed so much. And it's like, it's going to be very different in many years. And just because I can't see it now doesn't mean that it won't be.
We've been talking about using journaling and writing to your future self as ways to help regulate emotions and reduce stress. We're going to listen to Miss Shiny by Kate while we think about that, and we'll be right back.
She called me diamond on the weekdays. Got so much pressure, that's why this song be stuck on replay. I got pressure, she called me diamond. No time for mistake, too scared for writing. You know I dreamed this reality since I was a youngin'. Right now who I be, and now the manifestation's coming in. Now why you acting
like what?
Now why you acting like that? Put your thoughts into the universe and she gon' bring it right back. You so hard on yourself, mama, you don't need that. No, you your biggest critic, girl. Best believe that. Best believe that. Best believe that. Cause why? I needed to hear that. Am I overthinking will be the death of me? Am I pointless stressing won't be the remedy for my motivation that I feel I need? Ooh, I got pressure. She call me diamond on the weekday. Got so much pressure, that's why this song be stuck on replay. And I got pressure. She call me diamond on the weekday. Yeah, yeah. Got so much pressure, that's why this song be stuck on replay. Now that's whack. I don't know how to act. A false reality that I seem to create it in my head to make me feel I'm not deserving of these things I do. And I only track your vibe and it's a G-Pot 2. And what's that? As a matter of fact, this is just a reminder that so happens to be a rap kite. You're doing exactly what you want to do. And now she fly into your state just to sing for you. And ooh, oh my, let's track up the time. Now, enough reflection, too much again. Guess who? Think it will be the death of me. And my pointless stress, it won't be the remedy for my motivation that I feel I need. Ooh. I got pressure. She call me diamond on the weekday.
She call me. Ooh, she call
got
me.
Got so much pressure. That's why this song be stuck on me.
I have another pretty common tip that I've heard a lot is writing poetry specifically. Personally, I enjoy reading poetry and writing poetry, but I understand that it's simply not everybody's cup of tea. But there are more creative ways you can make poetry without it being pen and paper and just your thoughts, and that is blackout poetry. Are you familiar with blackout poetry?
Not at all. This is a brand new idea. I'm interested.
Yeah, okay. I discovered blackout poetry in high school through my librarian doing it for like a spirit week or something. And it's where you take pages of like old books and you take a marker and you pick out the words on the page and make a poem using those words and blacking out the words around it.
That sounds great.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. Just kind of a fun way to put those words together into something new, something creative.
Yes, and even people who write poetry or enjoy poetry, like writer's block, creative block is a thing that I even experience as well. And sometimes even if I want to write, I can't get the words out. And so this is kind of another creative alternative for when you can't get the words out, using the words that are already there.
Yeah, and I think just inspiration. You know, sometimes it's just that you need some kind of inspiration to get you going, and that might be a great way to do it, to black out all the words except the few, and then figure out a way to put those together, and then that might inspire even more.
Yes, yes. That's definitely a fun one, and I think more people should know about blackout poetry.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up. It's new to me, and I like that idea. Do you have any other creativity within the poetry realm to help with mental health and just moving through our lives in a positive way?
Yeah, not only the poetry realm, but also just artists in general, trying new mediums. I think sometimes we box ourselves in as not just artists, but just people. Like, oh, I'm good at this thing. I should stick to this thing. I know how to paint. Why would I try sculpting? But, you know, maybe when you don't have an idea for your next painting, pick up a new medium, play around with it. Maybe you're not great at it, but at least you're still doing something.
Yeah, that's great. And I think as we talked about earlier on an earlier episode about just trying new things, kind of waking up different parts of our brain and making us feel better, or at least make us think about something other than what's been occupying our brain, which might not be so positive.
Yes, yes. For my last topic that I wanted to talk about, I feel like very common knowledge again, going outside, getting sunlight, going for a walk. We all know that's good for our mental health. But what about when you just don't want to? Like, I know that I personally sometimes just sit on my couch and I know I want to get outside. I know there's only so much daylight left, but I don't feel like it. And so I thought of more ways to make it more fun, more enjoyable. And that's kind of things like making a new hobby with the walk, such as learning bird calls, learning about the plants and wildlife that are native to your area, and so you can identify them, keep track of what you've seen and what you haven't seen, things of that nature.
We have a lot of really clever birders in Wrangell, including children who are really good at identifying birds by the bird call and by sight. And I've always been intrigued by that. I can identify some by sight, but not so much by sound. And that intrigues me. So those kinds of things I think are really good for getting yourself up and off the couch and out listening and watching and observing and learning about something new in your environment.
Yes, and that's why I wanted to bring this up, because I did get to go on a hike at Rainbow Falls during my time in Wrangell. And I went with someone, and it was really cool how she was able to just point things out to me and tell me about it and how it's, like, benefits and things of that nature. And I was really intrigued, yeah.
These are all creative ideas for self-care so that you don't get stuck in a rut and feeling like self-care is a chore. We encourage you to try journaling, and if traditional written journaling isn't for you, try voice recording. Maybe even pretend you're a podcaster or radio host. Give poetry a try and try new things, whether it's a new form of art or something that's new to you, something you've never tried, or learning about the natural environment. Yasmin and I will be right back for our last segment after Alive by Bakar.
Wanna free my mind, wanna be outside, wanna be alive, pray I wake up again. Wanna free my mind, wanna be outside, wanna be alive, pray I wake up again. Wanna free my mind, wanna be outside, wanna be alive, pray I wake up again. Wanna free my mind, wanna be outside, wanna be alive, pray I wake up again.
I know the sunshine isn't promised, so I put it in my pocket. Winter turned me rotten, all these seasons I've forgotten. July told me a lie, can't be just crossed again. You was the straw, the bed. Told you tonight wasn't the time. Said your goodbyes to me, it was a sight to see. But what did I expect? You said it with your chest, your eyes wouldn't lie if you wanted. So what did I expect? You said it with your chest, your eyes wouldn't cry if you wanted to. Wanna free my mind, wanna be outside, wanna be alive, pray I wake up again. Wanna free my mind, wanna be outside, wanna be alive, pray I wake up again. Mind. Wanna be outside, wanna be alive, pray I wake up again. Wanna free my mind, wanna be outside, wanna be alive, pray I wake up again. Home, home, gotta get back home. Home is where I wanna be with you. I know, Lord knows I know, I walk through fire to get to you.
Wondering, wondering where you've been going, you're running, running from the system. You can't think, can't think of the wisdom. Searching, searching for the one thing. Wondering, wondering where you've been going, you're running, running from the system. You can't think, can't think of the wisdom. Searching, searching for the wrong thing. Wondering where you've been gone, running, running from the system. Can't think of the wisdom. Searching, searching for the one thing. Wondering, wondering where you've been gone, running, running from the system. Can't think of the wisdom. Searching, searching for the wrong thing. Searching for the wrong thing.
Just closing out, self-care is meant to promote well-being, and if you've hit what seems like a blockage, try switching it up. You know, keeping your same hobbies but making it more engaging so that you can be more present in the moment.
Thank you, Yasmin. Do you have some announcements that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I would like to start by thanking FEMA on behalf of Bouncing Back and WCA. Thank you for coming in and visiting. We're really grateful for your support. I would also like to talk about the totem pole installation. It's currently underway, and if you visit Shakes Island, please avoid the construction area. The totem poles will be raised on all 3 days. Three on the island on the 18th will be uncovered. One in Totem Park will be traditional raised on the 19th, and the memorial pole at the post office is scheduled for the 20th. There are no exact times yet. The post office pole will be installed previously and unveiled on Friday as well. And that's all I have for announcements this week.
Okay, great. And thanks for those reminders. I'm really looking forward to the unveiling both on Shakes Island and at the post office, and then the traditional raising of the pole at the Kiksati Totem Park. So thanks for reminding everyone about that. Will you be in town for those?
No, I will not, unfortunately. And I'm actually pretty sad about it. I've heard a lot of good things, and I really wanted to make it work.
Yeah, that's too bad. I'm sorry you won't be here. It is anytime the tribe does something this significant is very heartfelt and just a wonderful couple of days. So we will miss you, but we'll be thinking about you. Anything else you want to, did we miss anything? Anything you want to elaborate on a little bit before we close out today?
I don't think so. Nothing missed.
So thank you, Yasmin, so much for joining us again today for another Bouncing Back with Yasmin Adams. This was a great topic, and as always, I appreciate all of your tips and information for the community. So thank you so much.
Yes, of course. Thank you. And I hope you get creative with your week this week.
Was my dance. It's all yours. Everything you want's my keys. Anything you wanna be. Don't fall short. You're closer than you've ever been. Higher than you've ever seen. So you made it back, now stack another. Live and repeat, give a couple to your mother. Stay with it and stunt undercover. I hate a show off, more time a bluffer. True, say you wanna fly overseas. The world's a big place, it's closer than it seems. Believe me, it ain't easy. You need loving, ooh, best believe it. Rise above this, why can't you see clear? Until you find, don't lose your mind. You can't move forward, stop on rewind. You'll discover, grow, love and live. You know that you can do this. Scared to shoot cause you might miss. Didn't know your touch was my dance.
It's all yours. Everything you want's my keys. Anything. Bouncing Back is made possible with support from WCA. This episode was produced by Yasmin Adams and Cindy Sweat in the studios of KSTK in Wrangell, Alaska.